Good morning. We are so blessed to be with you this morning. Benson Grove Baptist Church, you are a blessing. And we thank the Lord for this joy and privilege. Pastor, thank you for this opportunity. I don't know if you still remember me, okay? I am Salvador Ambrosio Jr. This is my second time to be here, but I go by the nickname in the Philippines, Bong. Bong is a strange nickname here in the States. But in the Philippines, it is a common nickname for handsome Filipinos. I just wanted to make you smile. My wife is with me, May. Okay, as the pastor said, we left our four kids in the Philippines. But we are coming home this December 18. Okay, December 18. Less than 4 weeks to go, we are anxious, we are excited, and we miss our kids and our ministries in the Philippines. Since the last time we were here, the Lord has blessed us. We were able to establish two more village churches. So the Lord has given us now 11 village works going on. Six of the 11 are established churches with their own church buildings and independent ministries. The five are newly opened mission works. They are small works meeting only in houses, but we are praying as the Lord provides in the future that we can also construct for them a church building and they will become an independent fundamental Baptist church. Amen. Pray for us, okay? And we have an 8-minute video presentation. I hope that this will be a blessing to you. Okay, we are trying to raise also for a venue for fellowship. You will see that in the video presentation. And then my wife will sing for us before I will preach this morning.
Good morning to everyone. I would like to thank the Lord for giving us this privilege to be here in Benson Grove. Thank you, preacher. And thank you also for Brother John and Ma'am Peggy for letting us stay in your beautiful mobile house. And we pray that the Lord will use us as a channel of blessing. We are anxious to go home, and we are very excited to see our kids this coming December 18. Please pray for us. I pray that the Lord will speak to your heart through my song. In this quiet place with you, I bow before your throne. I bear the deepest part of me to you and you alone. I keep no secrets, for there is no thought you have not known. I bring my best and all the rest to you and lay them down with all my heart. I want to love you, Lord, and live my life each day to know you more. All that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you only with all my heart. You faithfully supplied my needs according to your plan. So help me, Lord, to seek your face before I seek your hand. And trust you know what's best for me when I don't understand. To follow in obedience in every circumstance with all my heart. I want to love you, Lord, and live my life each day to know you more. All that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you only with all my heart. I'll serve you only with all my heart. I'll serve you only with all my heart.
Amen. Praise God for the message of that song. My wife is one of my greatest blessings from the Lord. The Lord gave me the joy and privilege of leading her to the Lord when we were both studying in Manila. And even her parents, the Lord gave me the joy and privilege of leading them both to the Lord. But they are both home with the Lord. And my wife has no siblings. She is the only child. She is an orphan. That's why I adopted her. But I always tell her, even though you don't have biological parents, God has been so good to us. He has given us many, many parents, not just in the Philippines, but even here in the States. We appreciate the blessings of the Lord in giving us people that love servants of the Lord. I would like to appreciate Brother John and Mom Peggy. Thank you so much for all the acts of kindness. And even Pastor Tim and Wendy and their family. Folks, I appreciate that in this church you have now focused on the family. I believe a strong church is composed of strong families. Amen. Amen. And one of the greatest blessings that we have is our family. Amen. And I thank the Lord for my family. As you've seen in the video, I thank the Lord for the godly heritage that I have. Okay. My parents, you know, when my dad preaches now, he always say this, I am probably the happiest parent in the world because all of my kids are serving the Lord. And now I have no greater desire also as a parent than to see all of my kids serve the Lord. They are now heavily involved in the ministry. Our eldest is playing the piano. She's studying music education, majoring in piano. And she is being groomed to take over the Christian school ministry because she will be a teacher and she would be a music teacher. So she's heading also our music ministry. Our eldest son is leading the singing. Our second son, you know, he's the soul winner in the family. His goal every year, okay, in his life is to win each of his classmates one-on-one to the Lord. Amen. And he has been doing that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And our youngest, she represents our school in singing competitions and she's winning a lot of them. So praise the Lord, you know. We left them. They are by themselves, but they are very happy about it. But pray for us, okay? We will be back to our kids pretty soon. All right, take your Bibles and open it with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. I will not preach very long this morning. As I look at my watch, even I have not started yet, it's already 12 o'clock, preacher. So in the Philippines, you know, I used to preach 45 minutes. But here in the States, when I'm here, I always have the motto, blessed is the missionary that preaches short because he will gain support. So this will not be very long. Please stand up with me as we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Okay, let us give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. The Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. Let us come to Him in prayer. Our God and our Father, humbly we come before Your throne of grace, thanking You for giving us this liberty and wonderful privilege to open and study Your holy word. Lord, I ask Thee, O Father, that it is You who will bless the preaching of Your word this morning. I acknowledge the fact that in my own I can do nothing, O God. Use Thy servant only as a vessel for Your honor and for Your glory. Bless this church, O Father. Bless Your servant, the man of God in this church. I pray, O God, that it is You who will always be seen through the ministries of this church. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. All right. This morning, folks, I would like to remind you of the church in Thessalonica. Okay? I've chosen to preach this, praying that it will be a blessing. As a servant of the Lord, anywhere we go, anywhere I preach, okay, our heart's desire is to be used of God as a channel of His blessing. Whether that church will support us or not, they will become our partners in the Philippines or not, it is our heart's desire to be used of God as a channel of His blessing. That is our heart's desire this morning. And please do pray for us. Amen. Okay, the message I've chosen to preach to you this morning is a message I've entitled A Model Church. This is the church in Thessalonica. Why is the church in Thessalonica, folks, a model church? Why was it used as a model church for many, many churches? I just have three things to share with you. Amen? Just three, okay? In some of my messages, I have 16 points. This is just three, okay? Shortly, three. Okay, they are a model church, number one, because of their reputation in the work of the Lord. What was the reputation of this church? What were they known of? In verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. This church, folks, is known for their work of faith. Faith for them was not just a matter of talk. It was evident in their action. I believe, folks, the ministry is a work of faith. Amen? This church is a work of faith. Planting village churches is a work of faith. In 1999, I told my dad, "Dad, God is calling me to plant village churches." Way back then, my dad said to me, "Bong, my son, that is not practical. Villages are poor. Churches will not survive there. They won't even be able to pay their own preacher." But I said to my dad, "Dad, God has called me to plant village churches. By God's grace and to God be the glory, now we have 11 village works going on." Even my siblings copied that, and they have village works going on. In 2004, I said to our church, in this county of La Paz of 66,000 people, there should be a Christian school here that would reach the kids to the Lord, teach them biblical Christian values, and reach out to their parents also. Way back then, our church said to me, "We cannot afford it." But I said to my wife, "We will push through anyway." We started with 17 kids. By God's grace and to God be the glory, now we have 202. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. When we were in our first building project in 1999, I was in my first village church. We just got married for more than a year then, and I came from a big family. My family, my dad's side, you know, is very big. He has 9 siblings. Many of them he won to the Lord, and out of that clan, out of that family, came out more than 35 that are now serving the Lord, not just in the different parts of the Philippines, but even some other countries in Asia. And we got good cash gift from our marriage, about $1,700. For you, that's not big, but for us, you know, newlywed couple, that's a good starting, you know, money. But I said to my wife, darling, let us lead these people by example. Let us sacrificially give it all towards the building fund. My wife said, yes. No, just kidding. My wife said, yes. The Lord gave me the right helpmeet I need in the ministry. After that, we were just borrowing money from my dad. No, just kidding. But until now, the Lord has provided, amen. To God be the glory. Folks, our trust, okay, is not in our strength, is not in our education, it's not in our bank accounts. Our trust is in the Lord, amen? Amen. This church is known for their work of faith. They have the labor of love. This came from the Greek word koros, which means pain. It means they are willing to work, to labor, to toil in spite of getting hurt. In the ministry, folks, we all know this. There are both enjoying times and enduring times. Amen? Amen. Enjoying times when you see many, many souls get saved. Last summer, preacher, I said to these 11 village works that we have, send me your most faithful men and women who will go with me to 2 months daily soul winning, knocking on doors. Let's go back to door knocking in different villages. And for 2 months, we did that at the average of 35 to 45, you know, men and women going out with us daily. And we saw many, many souls got saved. As a result of that, we have 3 baptisms. 126 followed the Lord in believers' baptism. Another 19, another 24 followed the Lord in believers' baptism. Praise God. Amen. This last 1.5 years, the Lord has given me the joy and privilege of discipling 6 young men. Dr. Paul Chappell came to the Philippines and my wife and I was able to attend his Asia Leadership Conference and we were able to avail some of his discipleship materials. I took 6 young men, okay, taught them 4 hours a week. And after that, I taught them homiletics. Preacher, during our evening services, they interchangeably preach. I'm excited to see 6 young men, you know, being used by God, amen? Ready to take on the ministry. But of course, in the ministry, there are also enduring times. We see many persecutions. The Philippines is a strong Catholic country. And when we won, you know, one person to the Lord, especially the very first person in the family, she would be persecuted severely. One of the lady that we won to the Lord, you know, when she followed the Lord in believers' baptism, her father got so mad that he gathered all her clothes and he threw them in the street. And he shouted at the top of his voice, "This lady is no longer part of my family." Oh, she was crying. I was crying seeing that. But you know, after many years, her father got saved. And now he is a deacon of the church. Amen. Folks, I told the preacher about this. My town, okay, our county. The town in the Philippines, preacher, is like the equivalent of your county here. Because our town, like my town, La Paz, has 21 villages. Your town here will not be composed of villages, right? It will just be a town, you know. A county will be composed of towns and villages. My town, La Paz, has 66,000 people. And it is a very low, what I mean is, the catch basin of 3 provinces. Tarlac Province, Pangasinan Province, and Nueva Ecija Province. You would see this in the news. When it rains, the Philippines has a lot of rains. We don't have the 4 seasons that you have. We just have 2 seasons. You know that, right? Hot and hotter? No, just say that. It's the dry and the wet season. 6 months of rains, 6 months of sun. That's the Philippines. And when it rains really hard. It rains cats and dogs, as you say it. And when it rains, you know, the water come down to my place. And we have floods. When we have floods, the water is up to here. For Filipinos, up to here for Americans. Okay. And it stays for 3 to 5 days. And when it floods, my people are mostly farmers. We plant rice. They will not harvest a single grain of rice. You know, as their missionary, I try to encourage them. I bring even just 2 kilos of rice per family. And they are crying. My heart goes to my people. In spite of so many struggles, in spite of hardships, they continue to serve the Lord. You know why? Because they love the Lord. It is the love of Christ that constraineth us. Amen? Even us, servants of the Lord, sometimes the ministry get tough, you know. And it is just the love of Christ that will keep you going. Amen? This church has the work of faith. They have the labor of love, and they have the patience of hope. They can patiently endure because they know that something better is coming. Amen. We Christians, our hope is not in this world, amen? Yeah. The Bible says, if in this world you have your hope, you are of all men the most miserable, amen? And what is our blessed hope? It is the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. I grew up in the ministry. I was just 1 year old when my dad surrendered to the call of God to preach and plant churches. Serving the Lord has been our life. I don't know any other life than to serve the Lord. I am excited to see one day the one that we have served. And with him is our rewards. Amen. Because our hope is in the Lord. This church is a model church because of that great reputation. They have the work of faith, the labor of love, the patience of hope. Number 2, let us see also. In verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I believe also this church is a model church because of the regard of the workers of the Lord. Not just their reputation in the work of the Lord, but their regard of the workers of the Lord. When I was studying this, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I said to myself, Paul must have been treated very well here to say this. If he was, you know, insulted here, disrespected here, he will not say this. He will not say, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I believe, folks, a church to be called a model church is a church that has learned how to regard the workers of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And I am blessed, you know, seeing your church. I know this church is a model church. I know you regard well the man of God here. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. When I preach to our village churches that we have planted, they have their respective pastors now. As their missionary, you know, I believe it is one of my duties to teach them how to regard the workers of the Lord. There is a supporting verses here in chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Same book, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. The Bible says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. When I preach to these 11 village churches that we have planted, I say to them, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them. I say to them, know them which labor among you. I say to them, that means acknowledge your leader. God will raise up a man who will become his under shepherd, okay, in the church, who will guide and lead the flock. That is his duty. Amen? Do you believe that? To love them, to care for them. And the church should acknowledge that leadership. I tell them, even though you are more educated than your pastor, he is your pastor. Even if you are wealthier than your pastor, he is your pastor. And even if you are more handsome than your pastor, if that is the case, okay, he is your pastor. A church should know how to acknowledge leadership. That's very basic. You know that already. But it's good to be reminded. Amen? And I say to them also, which labor among you? Appreciate their labor. The most common mistakes that people commit nowadays, both believers and unbelievers alike, the people who labored so much and sacrificed so much for us are the most neglected one, starting with our own parents. Our small Christian school kids, we teach them, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And what is that promise? That thy days may be long. That's the Bible promise. So we teach them, okay, in your life, don't dishonor your parents. Amen? Honor them. Since it is your family month, I preach one message in Psalms 127. I believe it's in verse 3. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. I teach them also to our Christian school kids. I say to them, are you the reward of God to your parents or the punishment? Oh, no. You can say that you are a reward, okay, to your parents by the Lord if in your life you honor them. Amen? Honor them. Honor them in your life. And honor not just your parents, biological parents, but even your spiritual parents, those who nourish you week after week with the Word of God, those who care for you and guide for you. Folks, until now, to God be the glory, until now, preacher, we don't have a house to call our own. The Lord has used us in constructing and establishing many churches, but we don't have a home to call our own. We still live in the parsonage of the church. But you know, while we are here in the States, what encourages me and my wife, we talk always to our kids through the messenger. And many of our people there that we have won to the Lord are bringing food to our kids, cooking food like a fried chicken, you know, and many others. And we count it as a little appreciation. Because, you know, if the church would love not just the pastor, but even his family, that is a little appreciation. Amen. And I told your pastor, I grew up in a preacher's home. I saw the hardships of the preacher's family. That's why when he started the Christian school, I said to my wife, darling, let us be a blessing to the families of the servant of God. All pastor's kids in our Christian school does not pay a single tuition. They just pay for books, but not tuition fee. Because I know the devil wants to pin down, to discourage the man of God and his family. God should use some Christians who would know how to lift them up and encourage them in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Acknowledge your leader. Appreciate their labor. Affirm your love. It says there in verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Esteem them very highly in love. I believe it is the duty of the preacher to love the church. Christ is the example. He is the great shepherd. He will even lay down his life for the sheep. But it is also the duty of the flock to love the shepherd. Amen? Amen. That is very, very basic. I say to the village churches that we have planted, if you will become a church, you know, that does not love your preacher, you will become a problematic church. A church that knows how to love, support, respect the man of God, and he is encouraged, that is to the advantage of the church. A church that did not know how to love, support, that's the most important word there, support the man of God and respect the man of God, you know, and the preacher gets discouraged, that is to the disadvantage of the church. I believe with all my heart, and I know if you will take this, it will become a blessing to the church, that a model church is a church that knows how to regard the workers of the Lord. Lastly, are you still there? Yeah. Amen. Lastly, this is a model church, not just because of their reputation in the work of the Lord. They know how to, because of their work of faith, labor of love and patience of hope, because of their regard of the workers of the Lord. Lastly, in verse 7 and in verse 8, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. See, it is a model church because it is an example. For from you sounded out, That's the key word here. The word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, your faith to God's word is spread abroad so that we need not to speak anything. Church, Benson Grove Baptist Church, look at me now. Do you believe, church, that it is God's will that from this church the word of God should sound out? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Sure. From you, the word of God should sound out. I believe God's purpose, okay, that the whole world will hear the gospel message will only be fulfilled if God's people will respond. Amen. I believe it is a model church. The Thessalonican church is a model church because of the response to the will of the Lord. Because from them sounded out the will of the Lord. Okay? From them sounded out the word of the Lord, I should say. And it says here, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad. Okay? The Bible says that you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So that is missions. Do you believe that missions is God's will for you? Missions is God's will for you. You cannot go wrong with that. If you are a born-again child of God, say amen.
Amen.
If you are a born-again child of God, missions is God's will for you. If you are not a born-again child of God, God does not expect you to participate in missions. It is not His will for you. What is His will for you, firstly, okay, is to get saved. Amen. Humble yourself before God, okay? Accept that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your Lord and personal Savior. And that is the most important decision a person could ever make. But if you are already a born-again child of God, missions is God's will for you. In the ministry of missions, three persons or church, you know, are needed. Number one, a praying Christian or a praying church. Because I believe more than anything else, we missionaries need prayers. Do you believe in the power of prayer? If I have time, I can go on and on many stories, you know, how we saw the miracle of God working through prayers. One of them, you know, when my dad was captured by communist rebels when I was still very, very young. Okay, I'm still young, amen. People here in the States cannot believe that I'm already 44. They say I look 24. But our eldest has just turned 19 already. When they know that, they believe that I'm already 44. When I was very young, my dad was captured by communist rebels, and we thought that they will kill him. We can do nothing but pray. The church prayed all night, and in the morning, he was freed, and they did not harm him. Amen? When I was preaching in one of our village church long time ago, my eldest was just 4 years old. She was run over by a tricycle. I don't know if you have seen a tricycle when you came into the Philippines preacher. And we got so worried, you know, a very young kid ran over by a tricycle during one of our services where I was preaching. And we cried to the Lord in prayer. Miraculously, after the x-rays, there was no damage done at all. Amen? God is good. I can go on and on. But you know, number one we need in the Philippines is your prayer. Number two is a proclaiming Christian. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should bear fruits and that your fruit should remain." Amen? Folks, when I invited my parents, you know, to speak, I gathered together all the 11 village works that we have, and we have a good crowd. And then our parents were so happy, they invited my family to eat lunch with them in a pizza place. There is a pizza place in the Philippines, amen? And while we are eating pizza, my mom discreetly, okay, whispered to me, "My son, Even though when you were young, we saw that God has chosen you for His ministry. Oh, to hear that from your mom is special, is something, you know. My mom is one of my greatest encouragers. Moms, okay, just a simple advice. Be an encourager. Be the number one fan. Be the number one motivator to your kids. Amen? Motivate them, especially to serve the Lord. Okay? Don't tell them you are nothing. No, just kidding. Okay? Be your number one fan. But what my mom said to me is true not just to me, folks, but to all of us. The Bible says, God has chosen you. And I believe God did not make a mistake in choosing us. Amen? And ordain you that ye should bear fruits and that your fruits should remain. I always tell this even to the men that we have trained in the ministry, the greatest privilege that we have in this life is to be called servants of God. Amen? Do you believe that? And lastly, the person that God will use in the ministry of mission, not just a praying Christian, a proclaiming Christian, we should tell others about Jesus. Don't be ashamed. And lastly, a partnering Christians. You cannot go to the Philippines always, okay? But you can be a partner in the ministry in the Philippines. One of the villages that we have been reaching is Pintunggubat. I didn't know if I told you this last time. Pintunggubat means in your language, entrance to the forest. Why was it named that way? Because it is very remote, okay? I need to travel on a dirt road 1 hour just to be there. Even in this modern time, preacher, they don't have electricity there until now. And in that community, small community there, there is only one chapel there. One small chapel. It is a Catholic chapel. But inside the chapel, I saw many goats. And I asked the people, why are there goats inside the chapel? And they said to me, because, sir, it is not being used. There is a chapel here and it is not being used. I say to them, and they said to us, because there is no priest will go here because the place is so poor. Folks, I believe the best gift we could give these people is not food, is not clothing, but Jesus. Amen? Amen. They may be poor, but they deserve to share heaven's glory. Also, I pray that through our partnerships in the future, we will see a lot of black-haired, small, brown-skinned Filipinos in heaven. Amen. Because of our partnership. I've just read this. Let me quote it. It is yet to be seen what the Lord can do with partnerships of men and women who are faithfully committed to do God's will. It is yet to be seen what the Lord can do with partnerships of men and women who are committed to do God's will. We have committed our lives to do the will of God. We will not stop in winning souls. We will continue on training men and women. We will continue on training, honing kids in the Christian school ministry. We will continue on planting village churches. We are praying for partners. I pray that we can have partners in this church in our side of the Philippines. Lastly, this country, I believe, has been greatly blessed by God, amazingly blessed by God for two reasons, in my humble opinion. Number one, because your forefathers founded it on God. Amen? Amen? On the Word of God. Praise the Lord. You have thanksgiving because of the pilgrims, right? Praise the Lord. You know, they want to freely exercise their worship. And secondly, I believe also because this country was used by the Lord, okay, in evangelizing the world. From you sounded out the Word of God. From this country were many, many model churches, okay, who sent many missionaries around the world. That's why we came to know the Lord. But I say this with love, don't be offended. As I go around today, I don't see very many model churches. Amen. Many churches has become like the church of Ephesus. They have left their first love. They have lost the love and passion for souls. They lost the love and passion for missions, for missionaries and missionary endeavor. But folks, I believe Benson Grove Baptist Church is a model church. You are a blessing, an encouragement. Just to be here in your presence this morning is a great blessing. Please continue to be a model church. Amen. In our eyes, Filipino brothers, Filipino churches, you are a model church. Please continue to be a model church. Shall we all stand up and pray? Our God and our Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have in studying your holy word. I pray, O God, that it has been a blessing. Thank you for this church. Thank you for putting up a lighthouse in this community, O God. I pray that in a great and mighty way, that you will continue to bless this church. Bless your servant here, O God. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his family. And I pray, O Father, that in this church you will continue to have strong families, O God. God-fearing mothers, God-fearing fathers who will lead and train their kids in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you will continue to speak to our hearts, for we bring back all the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name.